AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Hunter Biden entered a plea on firearms charges after a plea deal fell apart. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
In a Delaware courtroom, President Biden's son pleaded not guilty to three charges after being accused of lying about his drug use 5 years ago on a form used to buy a gun. Charges like those are rare, and Hunter Biden's lawyer says he plans to ask that the case be dismissed. Hunter Biden was indicted on the charges after a plea deal on tax and gun charges imploded. The agreement would have meant there'd be no criminal proceedings during his father's re-election campaign. Now, a special counsel has been appointed, and the case is on track for a possible trial as the election looms. Sagar Magani, Washington.
What do Democrats have to say about the attempt by Republicans to oust House Speaker Kevin McCarthy?
We are not saving Kevin McCarthy.
Washington's Pramila Jayapal says McCarthy cannot be trusted. The motion to vacate will be taken up today. McCarthy was asked if he will be speaker by the end of the day.
If I counted how many times someone wanted to knock me out, I would have been gone a long time ago.
It would take the support of only a handful of Republicans to remove McCarthy as speaker if there is no support from Democrats. This is day two of Donald Trump's civil trial in New York. He and his business are accused of lying about his wealth on financial statements given to banks, insurers, and others.
Private company. Nobody's supposed to know my net worth, but now everybody is and will, and I hope you're impressed.
Trump is in court for a second day. President Biden convened a call with U.S. allies and partners to coordinate future support for Ukraine after Congress passed and he signed legislation that keeps the government funded but dropped his request for billions of dollars to help Ukraine in the fight against Russia. Three scientists have won the Nobel Prize in Physics for a split-second glimpse of the super-fast spinning world of electrons. This is AP News. A source tells the AP India told Canada to remove 41 of 62 diplomats in the country.
The move ramps up a confrontation between the two countries over Canadian accusations that India may have been involved in the killing of a Sikh separatist leader. The official, who'd confirmed an earlier report from Britain's Financial Times, spoke on condition of anonymity, as he was not authorised to speak publicly ahead of public reaction from the Canadian government later on Tuesday. India's Ministry of External Affairs has declined comment so far. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said in Parliament last month there were credible allegations of Indian involvement in the slaying of Hardeep Singh Nijjar, a 45-year-old Sikh leader who was killed by masked gunmen near Vancouver in June. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Britain's coronavirus response inquiry is entering a second phase with political decisions in the spotlight, which includes timing of lockdowns. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.